Well, howdy guys, how are you today? Now I remember Cracker Barrel cheese. When I was in Canada, it was quite popular. For a while anyway, then it kind of slightly disappeared. And I hardly ever see it in the UK here. But it kind of looks like Cracker Barrel has been feminized. Because here's the CEO of Cracker Barrel. Strangely enough, it's a femon. You know the trend, get femons in, promote them quickly, then everything will be fine. And the first thing these femons want to do when they get some authority is to get more femons in and get the men out. And I believe this company was started by two men in about 1969. But they have a new marketing officer now. And funny enough, here she is. It's a femon. And she's going to be doing a new rebranding. First of all, they're going to change the logo from this, which looks quite intricate, sort of homey, has kind of feeling to it in a way, to this plain thing. Says absolutely nothing to me. They could at least have kept the barrel, even if they wanted to get rid of the male from the chair. And rebranding a logo is kind of dangerous, because that's how everybody associates the product. So if you change the logo, what are they going to associate with? And apparently she's also going to change the stores to make them sort of modern, brighter. And I've talked to a couple of people who've been in these new stores, and they said they're clinical. The other places, like the restaurants and that, had some feeling, some homey thing, but not the new ones. It yells corporate everywhere. The trouble is, a lot of femons can't see the forest for the trees. And if you try to tell them what the outcome may be, they won't listen. Because that's mansplaining anyway. Think of this. A femon meets a guy. They finally get engaged. Then they get married. Poor bastard. And the first thing she's going to want to do is to change the man. Make him better in her mind, or more what she wants, in other words. And after 8 or 9 years or more, the man changes because he wants a quieter life. Then the femon leaves him because he's not the man she married. That's femon logic for you. Of course, all this rebranding and remodeling is going to cost money. So, of course, the prices and everything else will have to go up. And in these days, there's thousands of cheeses around everywhere, isn't there? People have more of a choice. I believe it's probably going to be disastrous for Cracker Barrel. But, of course, they'll never admit to that, because they're femons, of course. They never do anything wrong. But take a look at their sales later on and see what happens. And here's another femon that was in sort of marketing, which didn't go too well, for Bud Light anyway, and they still haven't recovered yet. Anyway, guys, tell me what you think and let me know. Males are inventors, builders. Femons only seem to, well, destroy. But of course, you're not allowed to say that, even though we see the proof every day. Get woke, go broke. And a lot of femons are born woke already. I guess call it a gift. You take it easy, guys.